And as always, on a Thursday, we either talk about delicious things to drink, or we talk about tech, and it's Tech Week this week. And it's an absolute pleasure to welcome back to the programme Fevzi Turklap, who's back with us once again. Fevzi, how are you, sir?
I'm very well. I didn't realise I missed out on booze every other week.
I know. This is the thing. It's not always booze, I have to say. Often soft drinks. But Thirsty Thursday is your competitor on a bi-weekly basis.
We should join the two, drinking gadgets.
Why not? Yes. Now, Fevzi, so much of our lives are governed by tech that is portable. We carry everything from our headphones to our phones to our portable laptops and iPads and tablets and everything. All of which rely on batteries and all of which run out of juice just as you bloomin' need the most. So shall we start with a revolutionary new gadget that's going to help you charge up these items super fast?
Right, so this is a charging block, if you like, a mains charger from a company called 12 South. And 12 South is spelled out fully as words. Uh-huh. It's called the Plug Bug. Travel 120 watts, and I'll explain why. It's a charger. It can charge four devices at once. It mm-hmm. Actually, it's quite modern, so it's got four USB-C charging ports on it, so you can charge four devices at once. One at up to 70 watts, one at up to 30 watts, one at up to 15 watts, and one at 5 watts. These are all at the same time. So the 70-watt one, for example, could be a laptop. The 30-watt could be a high-end smartphone mm-hmm. or a tablet. The 5-watt, you'd probably do, wireless earbuds or something like that. And the 15-watts could be, for example, an Apple Watch. So you don't need a lot of current for those things. Mm-hmm. And you can charge them all up at the same time. So this is quite useful because if you're, say, in a hotel room, you might not have a plethora of main sockets wherever you happen to be. So it's useful to have one thing that will charge up to four things. And it has travel adapters built into it. So you can have USA, China, Australia, Europe, European Union, UK, and South Korea, strangely enough. So okay. It's got these little slide-on adapters for it. So it comes with them, and it comes with a nice travel case. Now, there is one feature to this which is unique, and it's the first of its type. It's the world first charger with Apple's Find My technology built into it. So this is the tech that when your device goes missing, you can actually find it, whether you've just mislaid it in the house or need to look much further afield. So this is kind of nice thing to have, because it's not only because you can find your charger again, but your charger might be in your bag. Mm-hmm. If, like me, you've forgotten where your hotel room is, or where you've parked your car and you've left it in the car, or even, God forbid, someone steals a laptop which doesn't have Find My in it, if they happen to take the charger with it, because people wouldn't expect this technology to be built into the charger, so they could easily take it, and then you can just do that.
So once it's paired with your phone, then you can locate it with if you've got an Apple phone, with Find My, which is the app within Apple's products that help you locate your various different bits of tech. And not just physically, you can play sounds on them, can't you? So you can, if you're in the same room as the item,
you can make it beep. Exactly right. So I think this combination of up to 120 watts output at the same time, four USB-C ports, because a lot of these chargers, they still have legacy USB-A, the larger old-fashioned rectangular ones, and they are less and less a thing. And if you really do have one of those, you can get an adapter, but I'd much rather something that had four modern USB-C charging ports mm-hmm. on it, because they can also deliver more current. The other ones are somewhat limited. Yeah. So the fact that you can do that, combined with the output, combined with this the country adapters and its finding capability, make it a unique device. It's interesting that it's available at the Apple store themselves, and pick the best gadgets. Yeah. In fact, interestingly, it says on the Apple website that it's exclusive to them only at, it says. Mm. I did see it on Amazon, but having said that, it was out of stock, so maybe they're in the process of pulling it from Amazon and giving it exclusively to Apple. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But price point? So £129.99, not cheap. But
it's not cheap, that is it? It's essentially a charging plug.
Well, as I say, it you're paying for the wattage, mm-hmm. you're paying for the adapters, and you're paying for the finding technology. There is the one that I haven't tried, which is a two port output, maximum 50 watts output, which is about, I think, about half the price. So that, if that's sufficient for your needs, that might be a way to go. That will still charge a laptop, but it will just charge it more slowly, perhaps.
Yeah, I think speed is the key here, isn't it? And if you find yourself in need of charging your items up quickly, because if you're going to plug everything in overnight and go to bed, it's never going to be an issue. But if you are finding yourself as one of those sorts of people who regularly needs to charge your portable items quickly, then this might be worth the investment then.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, what I do is I have a portable power bank. It's quite a chunky one.
Oh, yeah.
That can not only deliver lots of current, but it can also charge it up to 100 watts. So I've got a charger at home that actually will just charge that up. So even if I'm not fully ready to go, I'll take that with me.
Okay.
And just top it up from there. Right. But I've given it 4 stars out of 5. It's quite a unique item, and I like it. And 12 South is a good brand as well. Excellent. It's a well-respected
brand.
4 out of 5
rating. I don't think
you can buy much from Apple that's less than 30
That's a good point. Yes, you don't go into the Apple store expecting to spend pennies doing. No, true. Can we talk about doorbells? Now, the number of video doorbells that are available now is overwhelming. There are one or two dominating brands, aren't there? And they continue to dominate, and they're regularly promoted by their parent companies, who are, you know, the larger tech companies nowadays. But there are some alternatives available that don't necessarily require expensive subscriptions. And this one you've got here has also got a really interesting particular feature, hasn't it? Tell us more.
Yeah. So this is from a company called Aqara. It's Aqara. They are not well known, but they produce some really interesting home automation equipment, you know, Internet of Things type devices, including this video doorbell. But they have unique features to them, which is interesting. So it's a video doorbell. The first unique thing about it, or not unique, but almost unique, is that it can do 24/7 recording. Almost all video doorbells will only record short clips when it detects motion.
Mm-hmm.
But I already have a video doorbell that does 24/7 recording, and I love it because it will pick up everything. You can see all sorts of things that you wouldn't pick up if it was movement only.
Once or at least twice, actually, in the last 12 months, I've had a neighbour come round to me who've had an incident either with their car or with their home, and have asked me whether I've managed to capture anything on my various cameras that I've got, doorbell and security camera. But of course, like you say, unless they capture motion, then they're not activated, and they only sort of film a still every 20, 30 seconds or what have you. So I haven't had any footage to share with them, but with this, you would.
Yeah, and it's really nice because motion sensors don't always pick up all motion.
No.
And particularly if it's motion, you know, far away, someone's loitering, maybe, you know, at the end of your drive, but they're not approaching the door necessarily, it will still pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a car's, because the motion sensors are understandably not very sensitive, because if they were, they'd pick up every
passing car. Well, it would ping at you, exactly. Every time anything went past, it would ping at you, and it would become the boy who cried wolf scenario. You'd just like, oh, for goodness sake, you know, switch it off, silence it, and then you miss the one thing you need to see.
Yeah, and if you want to, you can set it up just so it triggers, you know, records clips with motion. So it's the video doorbell unit, and it's an indoor chime, which is a repeater unit. So the doorbell itself makes sound, but the indoor chime, which it connects to wirelessly, up to 95 decibels, which is worth saying because a lot of these things are quiet and you don't hear them ring necessarily. So it's good. It's got dual power options. You can run it off batteries, which I don't recommend, because if you run it off batteries, you, for understandable reasons, you can't have the 24/7 recordings. You only get the episodic recordings. But it's an option, you know, if maybe when you first install it, you're waiting for someone to come around and wire it up for you, then you can. It will just run off 6 AA batteries.
Okay.
Now, in terms of storing the footage, this is really interesting. It's got the capability to record onto a micro SD card, which is a little memory card about the size of the fingernail on your little finger, something like that. And what's nice about it, because some other doorbells have this, it's not built into the doorbell where it can be stolen. Mm. It's built into the chime, which is inside your house.
I was going to ask that. So it's inside, so it can't be nicked.
Well, unless they break in, of course. They'll have to know to look for it. They also have the ability to record to network attached storage. So if you've got one of these systems where you've got a hard drive sitting on a home network, maybe you back up your computers to it and so forth, you can also send all your things to it. Also, if you've got a cloud storage account, so let's say you use Apple's own HomeKit standard. So HomeKit is a sort of secure video. It uses iCloud. So you might have an iCloud subscription already. You could put the video up onto that, and it's encrypted, but it also works with Amazon's Alexa, Google Home, and something called If This Then That, which is automation. So if the doorbell rings, then do this. So you know, you can get quite, as with a lot of the Akara stuff, you can get quite sophisticated with it.
When you think back to the humble doorbell, it just went ding dong, that's all it did. Now we've got
This has got some very interesting features. So for example, facial recognition not a unique feature.
But this is intriguing, the idea that it will know who's at the door. Tell us more about that.
Well, so quite a lot of doorbells can do facial recognition, but they send that data up to the cloud, and whoever sold you it operates that cloud, and therefore you've got a lack of privacy because it can quite literally identify who's coming and going and when. This does local facial recognition, but it does it on the device, not sending the data away. So it'll do facial recognition, so it'll tell you, you know, pop-up message, who's at the door, a little picture of them if you want. But it doesn't have any sort of breach of privacy in that regard. One other unique feature that I like on this, which is kind of a novelty, but I like it anyway. When you, because it's got two-way audio, so you can speak to the person who's at the door, and that can be from inside your house or whilst you're away on holiday. Anywhere where you've got an internet connection, it's got a voice changer built in.
Okay.
So you can freak them out and speak as a robot voice. It's got one that's rather, you can tell that this is, not a UK-made product. It's one called Uncle.
Right.
So I don't think it's man from Uncle, but I think it means an adult male voice.
Oh, I see. Right, okay.
So that can be useful if you've got, a child at home, or someone who worries about their security. It's useful because the person at the door doesn't necessarily realise that they're talking to a child or possibly a vulnerable adult.
Tell us about the price and your star rating for this one, then.
So price is interesting. Normal price is a penny less than £120, which is not a bad price. I went on to Amazon and I saw two unusual things. I saw a 5% off voucher, and then I saw a 15% off voucher, and then I tried it. I put them in the basket and they both work at the same time. So in fact, you can get 20% off at the moment, I think because of Father's Day. So that drops the price to £95.99. So at that price, I think it's a bargain because it's a very advanced bit of kit. And finally, we have another gadget from Akara, which is, again, interesting because it's more advanced than most of its competitors. So it's called a presence sensor. Mm-hmm. It doesn't detect Christmas presents, but presence,
as in Darth Vader, I feel your presence.
It's called the Akara FP2, A-Q-A-R-A, FP2, Foxtrot Papa 2.
Mm-hmm. What would you use one of these for, then, do you think?
So you can use this for all sorts of things. So think of it being like an advanced infrared sensor that you might have on an alarm system. So this is, again, can be used for automation. So this actually doesn't use infrared. It uses millimeter wave radar, which is kind of very advanced. So a normal movement sensor in a room senses only movement. So if someone is still, like sitting in a chair, or it doesn't know that they're there. This thing can detect the presence of up to five individuals in the room. It can be programmed to avoid pets and robotic vacuum cleaners and everything, right, not to trigger for that. And then it can be used for various things. Because it's so accurate, you can divide the room up into, I think it's 30 zones. And so let's say I come and sit at my desk. Mm. It notices that I've sat at my desk and it turns on my desk light. If it notices me in the bed, it might dim all the other lights and just maybe have a side light. If it notices that I've fallen, because it has fall detection capabilities, right, then it can be programmed to raise an alarm.
So okay, again, now I'm seeing value in this. For a moment, I was thinking, crikey, have we got so lazy we can't even switch off our own bedside lamp now?
Well, it's any sort of automation that you want. Let's say, for example, you get up out of bed, you have to go to the loo, turns on all the lights in the corridor, everywhere on the way to the loo. It can be very, very useful in that. So, I mean, it can be part of a home security system, or it can be just part of a system that automates your home in these various ways.
Yeah.
It can even detect a person who's not moving. It's so accurate, it detects their breathing.
That's a little bit creepy.
They're not making any claims for this, but if it can detect breathing, it means it can detect not breathing.
Yes, okay,
just saying.
So as a piece of assistive technology for somebody who's vulnerable, I can see value in that. And
potentially.
There's a potential use there for somebody just to make sure if you're monitoring somebody from afar and their well-being, that could be very, very useful. Yeah.
Yeah, but also it can be energy saving. Let's say you live on your own, mm-hmm. or let's say there's two people and it detects that both people are in one room, or both people are in one room each, but the rest of the home is unoccupied. It may just go around, turn off all the lights for you, maybe shut down the heating in that room.
Well, that's true. I mean, that might solve an argument or two, because I'm forever arguing with my other half as he forgets to turn off the lights. You know, for goodness sake, turn the lights off if you're not in the room.
It's got a built-in light sensor as well. So as it detects that maybe the ambient light level is getting, it's dusk, it's getting darker, it could turn on the lights for you. It's a wired connector. You have to have a USB power supply to it, so installation setup can be a little bit tricky with this, but it's because it's so sophisticated. But again, it's quite a unique product. Normally $82.99, again this 20% off drops to $66.39. Not cheap, but uniquely capable. All the gadgets today get 4 stars out of 5.
Brilliant. As always, Fevzi, an utter pleasure. Thanks very much indeed. Talk to you tech again in 2 weeks' time.